and government was the death of the whole civilization, you know, between Tigris and Euphrates. And one certain group of people got tired of the, you know, barbarians come out of the hills and steal the extra stuff that they can put away because they deserve their extra stuff. When we as a people, as a civilization, whatever civilized means, decided that we deserve something more than everybody else in our tribal community, and we just, you know, then we started monetary development and currency, and then once you get the, then you can't get rid of that because that's the protection you rely on. So the government, which creates all the problems that we're trying to get away from, is who we're looking to save us from all the problems that they created. It's a vicious cycle, and there's absolutely no way we can depend on a city government, let alone a national government, to save us in a time when really the only person you can have is you and the closest people around you.
I couldn't agree more. And besides which, every large entity will fail. So it doesn't matter whether you think the federal government can save you or not. In 5 years here in Austin, Texas, we won't know that there is a federal government. Every large entity will fail.
I mean, when your cities go down, you have a mass exodus of 45,000 to 50,000 people, more in your bigger cities that are, I mean, pump stations go down, everybody's living in filth and disease, and they're spread out. And then you have your farms that are within walking distance. They don't care that that's your crop. When you have a group of 300 people that are hungry, they need food for their kids, it doesn't matter what you do to prepare in your backyard. They're coming, you know? It's all about the community, what you can do. But in the end, the social cleansing, and population will readjust itself.
The existence of Buddhist monks indicates we can power down with all the tranquility of Buddhist monks. The paucity of Buddhist monks in this particular empire suggests otherwise. But I'm not a fan of guns as a way of protecting.
What's your address?
No, but where is it? Because I mean, I know that area actually, and I'm trying to think. Well, you know, where does enough water come down? It's 200 miles from Tucson. I mean, you don't have to tell me your address.
Well, that's nice.
Thank you.
You had a question, right?
There's just more comments. There's a cool book called 40 Centuries of Farming, still available for Amazon for about $2. It was written back in, I think, the 1920s by a person from the Department of Agriculture in the United States who went to China, Japan, Korea, that area of the world, and studied how they did farming and what they were living like. Yes, everything from,
can I cut you off? 40 Centuries of Farming is the recommendation. Other people have questions, so I'm sorry, but we're going to move on.
This has been super fascinating. Appreciate this. And I've been thinking about this for a long time, too, and I know it's kind of gripping topic since it's sort of life and death, but I guess I'm thinking of this as being, and I'm not disputing your conclusions, but I think we're a little more resilient in the front end of this thing. I don't know if everybody's going to go out of here thinking, I'm like 2012, boom, the pumps go off. This is a longer conversation. I won't be able to summarize it in a minute, but I think the key is just getting out information about how to live, like you're talking about, probably a lot closer than having everybody move out to Arizona or everybody move to whatever, because that didn't work.
We had plenty of people move to Arizona.
Right.
It's clearly not working.
Right. I mean, I remember I've seen some presentations by folks here in town where they'll pull information around the country. I mean, from around the world, where they talk about how Bangkok, Thailand grows 30% or 40% of its food within the confines of the city itself. And that's a movement that you're seeing worldwide. Obviously that's gonna have to happen. But I think we're gonna have more time than just a bam, everybody starts shooting each other, dying in the streets. I think we've waste so much that we have the ability to divert the most crucial things into getting food to people and purifying water.
Yes,
and sort of
yes, we waste, and there's no leadership to indicate we should be doing otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue going into overshoot, we will continue wasting, we will
sure.
continue with the current
we're
set of living arrangements
I'm not
until we can't.
Yeah.
You think?
I'm disputing is the timing of this and what,
okay.
what it happens. Yeah.
Fine. Are you disputing the morality of the way we live? Are you disputing that city living is not the worst thing you could possibly do in the world?
I would dispute that. given we have 7 billion people, I think there's a problem in, we'll end up shifting and decentralizing. I'm more of a Warren Johnson muddling guy than I am a, bolt of lightning. I think we're heading toward a long emergency that looks a little different when what you're saying. But anyway,
you could be right.
It's a longer conversation. So.
You could be right, and I sure as hell hope not, because that means we're all dead within a generation. That means there's no habitat for humans.
Yeah.
If we keep the industrial economy going, even at the reduced level of 2008, remember, when carbon emissions increased to their highest level since 1980, that doesn't help. That's a catastrophe that we're forestalling by kicking the can down the road another year, another two, another five.
People who are smart people and clever people who I don't necessarily agree with, they're going to figure out ways to keep it rumbling for a while, longer than...
Oh, yeah,
saying.
They already have.
They already have. I mean, smoke and mirrors, it's been pretty well for a while. So
yeah. Yes, it has.
I don't like it. There was a Granny D talking about, if your enemy is unsustainability itself, you can't lose. You're going to eventually win. And I agree with you. We don't want to wait so long that we crippled our ability to sustain life, but as we know it. But anyway, thank you.
I fear we're there already.
Right. Do you suggest moving to Mexico? A lot of my retiring friends are. I think that's.
First of all, you shouldn't accept my advice on anything. Second of all, I wouldn't recommend being the last person into any community, particularly in Mexico, where their economy has been in absolute free fall for years. The government is no longer in control of Mexico.
That's why people come here from Mexico.
Right. They're in a place that we're headed to in the not too distant future. But given that, I would much rather be in a rural place in Mexico than in Austin, Texas, 2 years from now. So, but I certainly wouldn't move to Mexico City. Ciudad Juarez, anybody?
So just to know that I have something of an idea, really your ideas and what your beliefs are, from your perspective, really global industrial economic collapse is certain for the most part.
Of course it's certain.
And
every civilization fails. Everyone has failed so far. The average longevity of them is...
You showed us, pretty apparent that is coming.
The last superpower didn't take nearly this long to fall, by the way.
So, there's good and bad to everything, I guess, and the good from that is that potentially we will not completely collapse our because of our climate change. I mean, that's a good thing, and I think that, whatever we can do to expedite economic collapse is basically good in terms of our overall ability to sustain our planet.
Yes, I would say so. That's why I have a 10-step plan for doing just that on my blog.
Okay. And really, in...
By the way, that makes me a terrorist.
Because the bad is that we are left without crude oil to heat our homes and cool our homes, and potentially without an ability to pump water that we would normally expect to come out of our faucets. So really the answer then from your perspective is also to try and take yourself into an area where you can sustain yourself, where you can pump water from the ground yourself, where you can find water reserves that are going to sustain you for, a period of time, and work without crude oil and without the assistance of the government and without.
Yes, if you're interested in survival or or self-reliance or resistance or any number of other things that I would view as positive attributes.
I mean, I would, home gardening. I started, you know, a year and a half ago and really enjoy it, but certainly having a home garden will not be an answer to what ends up happening if what you're predicting, what a lot of people are predicting, actually comes true.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is taking efforts to the extent that you've taken them.
Well, yes, I think so, obviously, and I think community is imperative. But recognize, as I do, that a lot of people I talk to, excuse me, it's the bronchitis I've had for 2 weeks coming back. A lot of people I talk to aren't interested. In fact, I'd say a majority of the people I talk to would much rather die than live without an industrial economy. It's just too hard. It's too inconvenient. So I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just showing you what I did and what I think is morally imperative and might well be required for survival.
Is this a good time for us to thank you
sure.
for being here?
Sure. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.